power doesn't corrupt and absolute power doesn't corrupt absolutely. You gotta be a conspiracy theorist to believe that. If you're thinking that, I have two words for you. Dennis Hastert, former Speaker of the House from 1999 to 2007. And it was later revealed that he was a serial child molester. That's how high it went. Third in line to the presidency. I want you to think about that as we go through this crap with Epstein. If you guys enjoy these videos, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification icon, give them a thumbs up, and share them with everybody you know. There are a lot of people out there on the internet exhibiting a lot of faith in the justice system that what's happening and what's going to happen with the Jeffrey Epstein case is that justice will be served. And I don't possess such optimism because, like I said at the beginning of this video, Dennis Hastert was third in line for the President of the United States. He served as the Speaker of the House, and he was and is a serial child molester. This kind of garbage goes on in Washington, D.C. all the time, everywhere, every place. It is truly a swamp. It's a cesspool of perverted people who think that they have power over other people. They think they have legitimate power, and they abuse that power. Guys, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And you can't get much more absolute than in Washington's District of Criminals. So for us to think that there's going to be justice served with Jeffrey Epstein is a pipe dream. I know people want to believe it, but it's not a justice system. It's an injustice system. And I've demonstrated on this channel, and many other people have demonstrated this on their channels time and time again. Now what we have is we have reports that guess who's going to be the prosecutor? The prosecutor in the Jeffrey Epstein case is going to be Maureen Comey, the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey. James Comey is basically a gatekeeper for the Clintons. He ran interference for the Clintons. Can we really expect Maureen Comey to do any different? Is she going to be the same as James Comey on the Clinton issue? That remains to be seen. But I wouldn't hold my breath. We already have, off the bat, we have a prosecutor in the Epstein case who's a sympathizer with Clinton. And if it's one thing we know about Jeffrey Epstein, it's that Bill Clinton wrote on the Lolita Express at least 26 times. So do you think with Maureen Comey at the helm as prosecutor, they're going to bring any of that up? If they do, I will be shocked. I'll be happy, but I'll be shocked. In a second hearing on Monday, which is today, Epstein's attorneys have argued that he has immunity under a 2008 plea deal. But the new case includes additional alleged victims who weren't covered by Epstein's non-prosecution agreement. And get this, guys, his attorneys have argued that the images seized in a raid of his Manhattan mansion are ancient and show consenting adults. Prosecutors, on the other hand, said that the images are extremely concerning. Epstein's bail hearing has been rescheduled for July 15th. And that's the latest we have so far right now. But, you know, things are developing so quickly, there's no telling what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. But Epstein pleaded not guilty during his Monday arraignment. His lawyer also asked the judge to set aside any decision on granting bail for 3 days while Epstein remains in custody and has called the case, quote, essentially a do-over on, quote, ancient stuff. And that's the point at which you would probably fire your lawyer. So the hearing is adjourned until Thursday, July 11th. Earlier today, we saw that according to Jack Posobiec of OANN, Epstein's willing to cooperate with the investigation, including giving up the names of those who engaged in sex with underage girls in exchange for, get this, a maximum sentence not to exceed 5 years. In today's bail memorandum letter to Judge Harry Pittman of the Southern District of New York, prosecutors said there was, quote, an extraordinary risk of flight, particularly given the defendant's exorbitant wealth, his ownership of and access to private planes capable of international travel, and his significant international ties. Also noted was the potential for Epstein to, quote, attempt to pressure and intimidate witnesses and potential witnesses in the case, including victims and their families, and otherwise attempt to obstruct justice. They said, as a result, he possessed
possesses both an acute danger to the community, including some of its most vulnerable members, and is a significant flight risk. Here's what they said. As the defendant acknowledged in his most recent New York State sex offender registration, he has 6 residences, including 2 in the U.S. Virgin Islands, including his own private island, and 1 each in Palm Beach, Florida, Paris, France, New York, New York, and Stanley, New Mexico. The most recent estimated value of the defendant's New York City mansion alone is more than $77 million. The most recent tax-assessed value of the defendant's Palm Beach estate is worth more than $12 million. The defendant's primary residence is a private island in the U.S. Virgin Islands, a place where any sort of meaningful supervision would be all but impossible. They said, moreover, the defendant has access to innumerable means to flee. His sex registration documentation of current vehicles lists no fewer than 15 motor vehicles, including 7 Chevrolet Suburbans, a cargo van, a Range Rover, a Mercedes-Benz sedan, a Cadillac Escalade, and a Hummer II. These cars are registered in various states and territories, including the Virgin Islands, New York, Florida, and New Mexico. The defendant also has access to 2 private jets, giving him the ability to leave the country secretly and on a moment's notice, and to go virtually anywhere he wants to travel. He is a very frequent international traveler and regularly travels to and from the United States by private plane. In particular, between January 1st, 2018 and the present, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol has logged approximately more than 20 flights in which Epstein was traveling to or from a foreign country. Indeed, he was arrested at Teterboro Airport, arriving on just such a private international flight after having spent approximately 3 weeks abroad. Extensive international travel of this nature further demonstrates a significant risk of flight. And in relation to the photographs found during the raid this weekend, they said, finally, despite having been previously convicted of a sex offense involving an underage victim, the defendant has continued to maintain a vast trove of lewd photographs of young-looking women or girls in his Manhattan mansion. In a search of the New York residence on the night of his arrest, July 6th through 7th, 2019, pursuant to judicially authorized warrants, law enforcement officers discovered not only specific evidence consistent with victim recollections of the inside of the mansion, further strengthening the evidence of the conduct charged in the indictment, but also at least hundreds and perhaps thousands of sexually suggestive photographs of fully or partially nude females. While these items were only seized this weekend and are still being reviewed, some of the nude or partially nude photographs appear to be of underage girls, including at least one girl who, according to her counsel, was underage at the time the relevant photographs were taken. Additionally, some of the photographs referenced herein were discovered in a locked safe in which law enforcement officers also found compact discs with handwritten labels, including the following: young name plus name, miscellaneous nudes 1, and girl pics nude. The defendant, a registered sex offender, is not reformed, he is not chastened, he is not repentant. Rather, he is a continuing danger to the community and an individual who faces devastating evidence supporting deeply serious charges. If this is true, for Epstein, everything is business as usual. A leopard will never be able to change his spots, and a predator and manipulator of little kids will never be able to change his ways. Guys, there's a lot more that's going to come out in this case, but something that should deeply disturb everybody right from the get-go is the fact that a Comey is a prosecutor for the case and has not recused herself. There's one thing we can all expect. Expect a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of deception, and a whole truckload of injustice. Leave your thoughts about this for the world and the Google Thought Police in the comments section below. If you guys enjoy these videos, be sure to subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification icon, give it a thumbs up, and share it with everybody you know. Also, check out over 100 hard-hitting designs in the shirt store, and if you want to support more content, hit me up on Patreon or PayPal. All those links will be in the description and in the pinned comment. I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored Shadow Ban video.